Welcome to the Switch Leader Podcast, where we decide today the leader we will be tomorrow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another week of the Switch Leader Podcast. My name is Josh Baldwin. I'll be your host. And I'm here this week with my really good friend that I haven't had on here in a while, although we have talked about several times, unintended, completely unintentionally. But I'd like for everyone to welcome back Mr. James Meehan. James, wow. Thanks for hanging out with us.
I'm honored. I feel welcomed. I'm imagining people listening to this in their cars, giving a polite golf clap for me. That's what I'm imagining. Just like that.
Like one of those. It's one of those. That's really good. Well, this week, James and I are hanging out talking about a new series overview. This one being a little bit different in that it's not a long series. This is a two-part series, and it is our Easter series. So we're just this week covering those 2 weeks. There will be an Easter service the Wednesday before Easter and an Easter service the Wednesday after Easter. So like on the weekend, the adults, they just get one of them. But man, on Wednesday nights,
come on,
we do everything a little bit more, like a little bit better. And we were like, Easter's just too good to just do once. So let's do it. I mean, like, let's do two of them. So there'll be two Easter services. They're going to be really good. And James is going to take just a little bit to explain to us what to expect and how we can best prepare for our Easter services this year.
Yeah. You know, it is the kind of thing where because we don't actually get to have an Easter Sunday service just for students, we have to double up. So we do the Wednesday before and the Wednesday after. And those are basically the bread of the sandwich that is Easter for our students. And the meat in the middle is Easter Sunday, or if they go on Saturday or whatever other service time that they can bring their families. All of it's important, but it's not a sandwich without the bread. And so
I was going to say, it's not, man. So without the bread, I mean, Craig trying to do Sunday services. I mean, if you think about it, we're really bringing the whole thing together. Is that what you're saying, James?
That's not what I'm saying.
Will you text him right now and let him know that you are actually completing this service for him?
No. I'm not going to say that. But what I will say is that Jesus never claimed to be the meat of life, but he did claim to be the bread of life. Come on, somebody. Okay. All right. So here's the deal. What we're going to do for our Switch Easter 2 week series is something a little bit different. This year, we have actually created a short film that is split into two parts that is retelling the story of the prodigal son, one of Jesus' most famous parables. It is found in Luke chapter 15, and most of us are pretty familiar with it. It is the story of a father and his two sons. The younger son tells his dad one day, "Hey, dad, I want your money, but I don't want you." And his dad graciously, generously gives him what he asks for. And then the son leaves and he wastes it all on wild living. And then after a certain amount of time, when he has hit his rock bottom, literally sharing a bed with pigs and eating the same food that they eat, he recognizes that things were way better in his father's house. So he goes home. And when he returns, his dad is there to meet him with arms open wide. And this story is a picture of the love that God the Father has for us, his kids. No matter how far we have wandered, we are never too far for his love to reach us. And that is the focus of week one of Switch Easter, the Wednesday before Easter Sunday. We're looking at the younger brother who ran off and returned home. And then in part two, we're actually going to look at the other brother who doesn't get as much kind of talking time as the younger one does. But it's just as important because the older brother represents those people who do all of the right things and in so doing think that they can earn the love of their father. And it often produces this sense of entitlement that they are better than those who have not done the right things. But that sense of entitlement, that sense of I've earned this, actually creates a barrier between them and the love of God. And so in the parable, the father, talking to the older brother, his older son says, "Hey, son, everything I have, it's yours. You have always been with me. My love has always been here. Even though you are close to me in proximity, you are far from me relationally. because you have created a wall between us. But my love is big enough to tear that wall down and bring you home into the arms of your loving Father. And so what we want to do over the course of those 2 weeks is help our students get a clearer picture of the love that God has for them, whether they are, like the younger son, doing all the wrong things, ready to return home, or like the older son, doing all of the right things and wondering why none of that seems to be enough. And what I'm really excited for is the way that this short film is going to bring those words on the page to life in a really unique way for our students, because they're going to get to see real human beings acting out, reimagining those scenes to give them a different level of the emotion that might have been felt by the characters in Jesus' story. And so I think it's going to be a really powerful way to better connect our students to what it was that Jesus was trying to communicate through this parable.
That's so good. I love that we're covering both of the sons, because a little bit like you mentioned, the prodigal son, the younger son gets most of the airtime, right? So like he goes off, he's the one that's going off and that we're talking about the whole time. And then he comes back and you continually are talking about, and it seems like the older one gets this like very quick, well, right, this was his really bad response, right? Like that's the whole, and then that's his whole, right, the whole part for him. And we don't spend a lot of time talking about it. And so I'm really excited for students to get the opportunity, because I really think that a lot of them will connect with that older son more than they're going to connect with the younger one.
100%.
It's interesting given that we don't, you know, we often don't spend a lot of time talking about him. And so right, I'm really excited to hear maybe what comes from this. I'm also excited to hear what students will walk away going, man, I knew that there was this other part of that story, but I didn't realize how much of it I connect with. And maybe even I didn't realize some details that were in it because the focus is often different. And then like you said, doing this short story for them to actually get to watch it play out and see characters screw up, right? Like we're going to watch make mistakes and we're going to watch them live life. When you're reading the Bible, like when you're reading scripture, sometimes it can be really challenging to put that, you know, to put a face to that person that you're reading about. And this makes it pretty easy. This actually allows them to creatively go, oh my gosh, I hadn't thought of it that way. And what I also love about that is it begins to open up the rest of the Bible. It actually begins for some of them, they're going to go, oh man, I had always just read this, and I had read like names and heard, you know, these people I've heard about so much, but I've never attempted to put a face to the name. Like I've never actually attempted to think about the fact that they were living life, differently back then than I am today, but still they were living life like I'm living today and doing some of the right things and some of the wrong things and facing challenges that while they're different than they are today, there's a lot of similarities to them. And how do I apply this to my own life? So we actually, I know years and years ago, in the past, we've done kind of similar things in student ministry and trying to connect students in a unique way. And it's always really interesting to see how they connect differently. And and usually small group conversations that come out of it are very different as well.
Right.
And so I would love if you would maybe just give our leaders anything that would help them be prepared. Like, is there anything that you would say leading up to our Easter services? Now, we are dropping this episode a week sooner than we normally drop a series overview episode. So it's not happening this Wednesday. If you're listening to this episode just as it drops, it's happening the following Wednesday. And so the Wednesday before Easter and the Wednesday after Easter, is there anything that you'd say, hey, read this or make sure that you're listening to this content or whatever it may be for them to be prepared?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of thoughts that I think would be helpful for you as a Switch leader is first to recognize that the unique style of these Easter messages is totally on purpose. It is not an accident that is going to look and feel very different than the 8 weeks we've spent walking through the Gospel of Mark chapter by chapter in the How We Follow Jesus series. One of the things that we try to be really, really intentional about is bringing a variety of teaching styles to our students. And that's why How We Follow Jesus was 8 weeks, chapter by chapter, through the Gospel of Mark, with not entirely, but pretty heavy expository preaching in all of those messages. And we're coming out of a very, very scripture heavy series into these 2 weeks that are still going to have quite a bit of scripture, because in both of the messages, like, we read through the parable of the prodigal son in Luke 15, each part of it. And so the scripture is still there, but instead of it being primarily myself or a youth pastor standing on a stage preaching the sermon, it is reenacted by actors playing out the events in a modern setting to give a picture of what it might look like. And I think what's important to acknowledge about the different styles is everything that you already said, Josh, is that different people respond to different things in different ways. There are some of our students who they're going to prefer the more preaching style with a communicator on a stage. And that's great. We love that. And then there's other students, they're going to connect more with the more artistic expression of God's word. And what we want to do is, to the best of our ability, bring a wide-ranging diet of communication styles to our students. Because in the same way that we think it's probably helpful to have some meat and some potatoes and maybe some veggies in your meal plan, it's probably helpful for our students to have a variety of different ways of receiving God's word so that it will connect to them in different ways. So that's thought number one. Thought number two is that as you are going into this as a Switch leader, be okay with some of the ways that students are going to respond, because it will be different, likely, than how they responded to the previous weeks in the How We Follow Jesus series. And I think it's okay if you let them just process their abstract thoughts, because what we want them to be able to do is imagine what it might be like for them to be a part of the story that God has been writing since the beginning of time. And that's why when we created this short film, we did it in a modern setting using modern dressed and acting people, because we want our students to recognize that part of what makes the Bible so special is that it was spoken to a particular audience, but it was inspired so that it reaches everyone throughout all of time. And we want our students to be able to connect with, how might this look like in my life? Which character do I most identify with? Am I like the younger son or the older one? And then thought number three is that, like you said, Josh, that older brother is one that I think a lot of our students will relate to. Because truth be told, if you are not following Jesus or you are new to your faith, then more likely than not, you're going to respond to the younger brother's story probably more than the older brother's. But if you've been following Jesus for longer than 6 months, chances are pretty good that you have become more like the older brother than the younger brother. And if your students have been following Jesus for more than 6 months, chances are good that they're going to have a lot in common with the older brother. And so that's why I'm excited to see how both of those weeks come together to create a more full picture for our students about God's love for us, both those of us who are lost and those of us who have been found but are still trying to find our place in God's family.
Yeah. Well, I'm really excited about it. I was also just thinking, as you were talking, the having one before Easter and one after Easter. What I love about this, Easter is one of those times when people who don't normally come to church, right? So like on the weekends, we're going to see lots of new families coming to church, and those families will be able to come to church, and then we'll be able to hear about Switch, and we will have new students come to Switch the following Wednesday that haven't been before. And they don't necessarily have to miss the Switch Easter message, because there's going to be another one. And also, they don't have to miss this message where, gosh, I know that everybody listening probably realizes the amount, like none of us probably really realize the amount of work that goes into creating a short story like this. But I just promise you, it's an unbelievable amount of work that is put into creating this. So the team that puts this together puts so much energy into being able to create these 2 weeks, these two messages, these short stories. And one of those weeks is going to, like, these kids that are new to our church are going to get to experience it. And I love that. I think that's so cool. And I think that when we only have it on the front end, we maybe sometimes kind of miss that. Those new kids come and they didn't get the Easter experience, and they didn't get to have this thing that so much energy was put into, because it's the greatest story ever told. And so we want them to get to hear it. James, as we wrap up, is there anything else that you're wanting to share with our team?
Yeah, I mean, last thought would be, you know, we joked about it at the beginning where our Switch Easter services are the bread with Easter Sunday being the meat. And I think that is also part of why we like to do Switch Easter the week before and after, because we want to point our students to the actual event of the resurrection on Easter weekend, because that's where they get to bring their families to church. And so if you do have students who attend Switch, but their parents aren't coming to church on the weekend, then do not miss the chance to talk to your students about bringing their families and inviting your students and their families to attend Easter services with you and your family. Because what we hope will happen is that students who show up on Wednesday will be there also on Sunday and then come back the following Wednesday. And hopefully what we are praying for is that when they come back on Sunday, they come back with their families.
You bet. Yep. Create some rhythm, create some consistency, get the whole family involved. We talk a lot about how the weekend feeds Switch, and we want Switch to feed the weekend. So make sure you're having those conversations. Hey, next week is going to be a really, really good podcast, a really good topic. I got to talk with Wichita Campus Pastor Tim DeRemus, and man, we talked about the idea of being prepared. And so if you're one of those people that you're going, man, I would love to know more about what it might look like for me to work on preparation. What does it look like for me to be the best version of myself going into different situations? I promise you, you won't want to miss this episode. We've already recorded it. Tim is really, really great and brought some really great content to the table. So do not miss it. Make sure that you have subscribed to the podcast and make sure that you're sharing it with other Switch leaders. Thank you guys for making it important to listen every week. We are really looking forward to these Easter services that are coming up, and can't wait to see what God does through them. Thanks for listening to the Switch Leader Podcast, where we decide today the leader we will be tomorrow.